Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
I'm Sarah.
And on today's episode, Sarah's going to tell us what's bugging her. And then I thought we could talk about a couple things that I had kind of written about. And one thing specifically I want to talk about is like Chapel Roan. And apparently she made a statement about not like wanting to hug or be approached by her fans. And there's a video we can watch that's her video from her TikTok talking about why and what it means. But first, how's Sarah doing?
My tooth is killing me. Like, I do know what's wrong with it, but I don't know what's wrong with it. It's been in this perpetual state for a hot second. So my mouth just hurts.
Yikes.
Yeah, it's okay. It'll stop. It just right now is not stopping. So yeah, it's a pain and I'm over it. I hate having a toothache. It's like literally the worst.
Yeah, I thankfully don't have to deal that much with toothaches. But yes, it is. From what I understand, it's a pain.
Yeah, it's not fun. I don't recommend it.
And this is all left over from like your car accident, right?
Yeah, because I know that the viewers can't see me right now, but I have several chips in my teeth. I like ended up breaking like 7 of my teeth in the car accident, so it's just, you know, along with half my pelvis and one of my legs, because why not?
It's like a ton of fun.
It was so much fun.
So you've had a busy week. You had a bunch of interviews, right?
Yeah, I did. I ended up only having 6 interviews, but I was supposed to have 7.
Yeah.
But one of my interviews I didn't end up attending because they were late. They were 5 minutes late. Like, that's a long time.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's a long time. I would say 15 minutes is a long time.
See, okay, let me rephrase. I feel like 5 minutes is a long time to be late to a Zoom meeting.
I would agree if I didn't know what it's like to have meetings, back-to-back meetings all day, and there's the potential for one of them to run over.
Like, and I get that, but also if I was late to the interview and they were having to wait 5 minutes for me, the majority of those companies don't give 2 fucks why I'm late.
I agree.
They expect me to be there.
I agree. But that's not like, it's not the same thing, but I agree. It is totally 100% unprofessional to be late to an interview and a Zoom call. But I do also understand from both sides that there are other circumstances where you may have a meeting that is running late, or you may have something that's making you late. And I get what you're saying, but I don't think 5 minutes is that bad to a Zoom call. If it was 15 minutes, then yes, I would say that doesn't make sense without like sending a notification that might say, hey, by the way, we're going to have to reschedule, something came up, or is it possible that we can reschedule this for later today? Did they send you like any communication? Did you message them?
It wouldn't even let me into the thing to message them.
No, I mean like then send them an email, whoever set up the...
Oh, no, because I didn't have a direct email. It was all automated messages from them. So this mailbox is not, whatever.
Yeah, it is kind of shitty that they didn't even like send you an email and let you know why they were late or let you know what was going on. But no, I mean, it's, I'm not making an excuse. I'm just saying 5 minutes doesn't seem like that much. It's stupid, but it doesn't seem like that much if you're used to being on calls all day, every day.
Right. The other interview that I had though, okay, so let me tell you about this interview. I interviewed for 2 different schools to be like an assistant toddler teacher. Okay. One of the schools that I interviewed at, I got there at 9:50 in the morning. I didn't leave there until 11:40. Like, I was there that over an hour, almost 2 hours.
That's a lot.
Almost 2 hours. And here's what happened. I get there.
That one, I would have left.
I could. Let me explain why I ended up not being able to leave. So, I went to the interview. I'm there 10 minutes early because I'm always early to my appointments, except for you.
Well, yeah, 5 minutes late to me, but you're bitching about an interview being 5 minutes late. I see.
But I messaged you. I told you what was going on. I communicated.
I'm just joking.
I know. But anyway, I'm just saying, I did communicate, though. For the listeners out there, I did communicate. Anyway, so I'm 10 minutes early for this appointment, and they have me fill out a paper application. Okay. Which is, I think it's ridiculous to have someone fill out a paper application when they already filled out an application to get the interview.
Yeah, this is like the second place that's made you do that, isn't it?
Yeah, actually, I think it's the third.
That's so weird.
And I'm just over here like, that's why?
It's like they want to see how many hoops they can make you jump through to try and get a job. And right. Then it's like, people are like, well, why don't people want a job? It's like, because we have to jump through all these stupid freaking hoops to get a crappy, barely over what should be minimum wage job.
Yeah. So I fill that out, hand it back. It's 10:15 before she calls me in to interview me. And we're interviewing. The actual interview itself was fine. You know, no issues. You know, she was very professional. She answered all my questions. You know, she gave me plenty of information, blah, blah, blah. So she said, do you have time to do a walkthrough just to kind of get a feel of, you know, the classrooms, you know, and how we usually handle the kids? And I was just like, yeah, sure. That's totally fine. And she's like, okay, perfect. So she gets another teacher or assistant principal, I guess, to take me to a particular classroom. Okay. Because the actual principal, the one who interviewed me, had to do a parent tour. So the assistant principal takes me to the class that I'm supposed to be, I guess, observing. I was thinking it was going to be like 2 minutes tops, you know, like that she was going to stay there with me, you know, but that's not what happened. She didn't stay there with me. She just left me there with this class of kids and these teachers that I've never met before, you know, like. And I'm like, I don't know what to do. I didn't know how to get back because, like, I just got led here and she just left me. And the next thing I know.
Just wander around the school just aimlessly, like,
right? Oh, my God. So anyway, so eventually the kids went back inside. So I just followed them back inside and I'm just like with the class going, okay, what do I do now? And they put me to work. They started making me do stuff.
That's weird.
Like, what?
They were like, hey, free labor.
Right? And then, like, eventually the assistant principal came back to get me. But like, by the time she came back to get me, it was already 11:30.
So strange. I mean, at what point? You're very much like, you kind of just go with it. At some point, I would be like, I'm sorry, what's going on? And then just be like, walk off and try to find someone.
I was just like,
because that's a lot to put up with, Sarah. I'm not surprised that you did that. because that is something that you would do, and you would just be like, okay, I'm just gonna go with the flow, because they're like trying to feel me out and see how things are going. And it's like, no, this is poor management and they don't know what they're doing. And the instructor or the teacher instructor or whatever the person that was you were with was like, oh, look, free help. Cool. I'm drowning and I need help. And this person is here. So I'm just going to have her help me.
Yeah. Now, this did lead to the most interesting questions I've ever been asked by a small child.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. So this very small cherubic child.
Who?
They looked literally like one of those like little painted cherubs.
Oh.
Like adorable. Adorable. I've never
heard that word in my life.
Cherubic?
Yeah.
Oh.
Also, you say cherubs. Very strange.
Cherub?
Yeah, it sounded like you said cherub.
I probably did say cherub. I don't know.
I think you did. I was like, I'm gonna point it out now because she said it very strangely. Cherub.
Cherub. I don't know.
This cherub child. Cherub child.
Anyway, yes. So this cherubic child. Now I'm gonna be overthinking how I say it.
As you should. Me, it's a weird ass word.
Are you a baby or a mommy? And I was like, I asked her, I was like, do I look like a baby? And she's like, no. And I was just like, okay, so what do you think I am then? And she said, are you a boy? And I was like, do you think I'm a boy?
That's a loaded question.
And then she said, no, you're not a boy. You're a mommy. I'm like, okay, sure. I guess.
It's very weird, right. Sarah. Children are weird.
It was weird. I even prefaced by saying it was the strangest questions I've been asked. But anyway, so I got an offer letter from that school though. So there's that. But after the whole experience, I just don't think that it would be a good fit for me.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it.
Because it's 20 hours a week. So you would think, like hypothetically, that I would only be working 1 or 2 days, you know, I mean more than 1 or 2 days, but you know what I mean? Like 2 or 3 days. And I'd be working like Monday through Friday, only 4 hours. And I'm just like, I don't know. I just don't think it's going to be a good fit.
Yeah. And also that interacts or interferes with your job at the library. So you would have to give that one up.
Yeah. And I can't afford to give it up.
Yeah.
Like the whole reason that I'm looking for another job is, you know, to be able to afford to live. So anyway, but the most interesting interview that I did though was with the Austin Aquarium.
Oh, that's fun.
It was for their guest services. And at the end of the interview, I got to look around the place for free.
Hmm.
So they have more than just like fish. They have sharks and stingrays. They have a capybara.
Capybara.
They have a little aviary. They have parrots. There was a parrot that said hello to me. Like literally said hello. And I was like, oh my God. Hello.
Is that part-time too?
Yes. But that one would be more willing to work with my schedule at LBJ.
Oh, okay.
So.
Also, speaking of LBJ, I didn't realize how close at work I am to the Kennedy Library.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's literally like apparently right across the river from me.
Oh, dang. I mean, yeah, like, it is in Boston.
Yeah. Like I could potentially like walk to it. Well, it'd be a long walk, but potentially.
You know,
public transportation, even though I don't really like using public transportation, but I could.
You could. I was going to say the next time I come to visit you, we should go, though, because I can get us in for free. Which is great, because apparently the other libraries are really fucking expensive to get into.
Which is weird, because you would think a library would be free to get into, or it would be like free, but it's kind of like the Met. It was free, but there was like a suggested donation, and they kind of looked at you weird if you didn't pay the suggested donation type of thing.
Yeah. But the reason is because it's not like the public library.
Yeah.
It's an archival library, which means that it's only used really for researchers. The library itself is used for research. However, the other floors of the library are a museum, because since it's where all of LBJ's papers are, it makes sense that there would be a museum dedicated to LBJ and the different things that he did, along with the library.
Yeah.
That's why it's a presidential library. It's because it combines the two things, library and museum.
Your glottal stop is really hitting hard today. Glottal stop? That's not the word I'm looking for.
Glottal
vocal
stop?
Fry. Vocal fry. That's the word I was looking
vocal
for.
Vocal fry. Oh. Yeah.
It's really hitting hard today, especially when you were just saying library. It was funny. It was very much library.
I'm sorry.
So a couple of things that I wanted to talk about was Ryan. So it's official. Ryan and I are actually, well, I was already going, but Ryan's now going with me to Costa Rica in October. So at the end of October, I'm traveling for work and he's going to come with us. So I just paid for his plane ticket.
Flight and accommodations.
I don't have to pay for the accommodations because I have my own room anyway.
Oh.
So all I have to pay for is the flight. So he's going to come with us and stay there. And then we're going to go on. They have put together like a tour of a coffee plantation that we're going to get to go do, which is exciting.
Ooh.
Because Ryan and I both love coffee. And then a couple of like group dinners that we're going to do.
Nice.
So it'll be fun. I'm excited. It'll be the first time I'm actually traveling outside of the US and for mm-hmm. work. So that'll be fun. And then the other thing I wanted to talk about before we get into the Chapel Roan thing, I was thinking the other day, I was like driving and I don't remember who said it, but someone was talking about their therapist. And I was like, you know, there are a few people that really are kind of, it's dependent for them to make money based on how bad you're doing.
Yeah.
And with the hopes that people are going through bad things. So there's therapists, there's doctors and lawyers. So like all of these people are like very dependent on you not doing well for them to make money.
It's true.
So like, true. I mean, my thing with therapy, I think I've never been through therapy, so I don't know what it is. So Sarah, you can probably connect me in there. I don't see how therapists operate, but I also don't like to like sit and talk to someone about myself, which is weird because we have a podcast and I do actually like talking about myself, but I don't like diving into like my feelings about stuff.
Right. And that's that's what you have to do in therapy.
Yeah. So I wouldn't like therapy. I don't think I could do it.
I will say that therapy is not a size fits all.
Yeah.
You know, it really depends. It depends on what you're going through, plus what your coping mechanisms are. Oh my God. Sorry. It just thundered really loud out of nowhere.
I didn't hear. I didn't hear anything.
I mean, I know you didn't, but I did. It startled me. Anyway, you know, it kind of depends on, you know, what issues you already have and how you best deal with those issues. Because for some people, like yourself, talking a lot isn't going to really help you because you don't want to even think about it in the first place. So like having to talk about it is just going to be like pulling teeth. But for me, I'm the type of person that I have to like get it out of my head to fully understand how I feel about something.
No.
Which is really weird. But like, if I just sit with myself in my head thinking about something, I'm not going to be able to fix the problem. because I'm only thinking about one thing, you know? I'm not looking at all the different aspects because I'm in it. Now, as soon as I start talking about it, though, I start listening to how stupid it is. And I'm like, oh, okay. All right, we're fine. We're good. Like, so therapy is great for me because it gives me that chance to, like, talk about all these different feelings I'm having and why I'm having those feelings. And then as I'm saying it, I'm able to go, oh, okay. And then the therapist can just help me along with that. So, but I mean, therapy is great for some people, but it's not for everybody.
I just don't think it's for me. And it's like, do the therapists actually work on trying to better you? Or are they ever just like, I can't really get them too well because then I can't make money. And well, that's where the ethics conversation comes in.
So here's the thing about that. I definitely think there are predatory therapists out there. I definitely think that. I've met predatory therapists. I've unfortunately met a lot of therapists like that. But one thing that they'll tell you generally about therapy is that it usually takes some time to find a good match. So if your therapist isn't like coming up with a plan on how you're going to address your different issues that you're there for, then they're not the right therapist for you.
Sorry, I'm just looking at my assignments, and I think my instructor, the one that I've been having issues with, because he apparently doesn't like to give people 100%.
Right.
He gave me a 100%, and it says 60 out of 60, and his feedback is very interesting. So it says, Booker T. Washington was misunderstood for decades before his time. However, he was able to get people of color an opportunity for a college education. During his time, getting a high school education was an issue for most people of color. With more people of color getting a college education, the past made a great impact on how people of color approach the future of education. Keep up the good work. Here's the issue. I didn't write about Booker T. Washington. My paper has nothing about Booker T. Washington in it. So cool. Thanks for the accolades. Had nothing to do with Booker T. Washington.
What did your paper actually have to do with?
Hold on. I have to pull it up because I don't even remember now. Oh, yes, I do. It was James Dewey.
James Dewey. Oh, the Dewey Decimal System.
So I don't know if I should message him and be like, hey, I don't know if you did this wrong or what, but yeah, mine was on James Dewey.
Weird.
That's weird.
I don't know.
Well, no, that was the assignment, was to find someone that was that was influential in education before 1964 when the civil rights movement happened. So Booker T. Washington would make sense if I chose Booker T. Washington, but I didn't even write nothing in my work. My paper has the name Booker T. Washington in it.
What's, hold on. Were Booker T. Washington and James Dewey even alive at the same time?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Okay, so Booker T. Washington was born April 5th, 1856, died November 14th, 1915, and James Dewey. That's the wrong James Dewey. Hold on.
Is it James Dewey? It might be John Dewey.
Melville Dewey. So he was born. Oh, okay. They were alive at the same time because Melville Dewey was born December 10th, 1851, and died December 26th, 1931. He died at Lake Placid.
I don't think that's who I'm talking about, though.
You weren't talking about the Dewey Decimal System?
No, because I thought that's who it was, but no, it wasn't.
Oh.
So John Dewey was a philosopher that talked about more like action and like play related learning rather than like the traditional like sit in a lecture.
Oh, okay.
When did he die? Because he was in like the early 1900s. Wait. Oh, no, it was John Dewey. Did I write the wrong name in my paper?
I don't know.
I did. Shit. Wow. Wow, I really screwed this paper up.
And you still got 100% on
it. Well, I don't, that's the thing. I don't think I actually did get 100% John Dewey. He died in 1952. Okay. No, I can't believe I wrote the wrong name. Maybe it just auto-corrected to James because I never write the name John.
Maybe.
Anyways, moving on. that was really weird. What was I looking up? Because I pulled something up on here for some reason.
Dead air.
Oh, good. So the Unit 6 assignment that I'm stupid and posted to the wrong place, it finally got graded, and I got a 96% on.
Woo!
That's good. Okay, good. I was worried about that one because I completely screwed that up. So for those of you that aren't listening, or that are, well, I guess I didn't talk about it because I didn't know about it until after. So I turned my Unit 6 assignment in and I posted it to the wrong assignment Dropbox. And then I checked on Tuesday last week and I was like, what is this? And I had gotten an email from, or not an email. I had gotten feedback on it from my instructor and he was like, turn this in as soon as possible to get as many points as you can. So thankfully he didn't dock me the whole 10% because it's supposed to be like, they're supposed to take 10% off if you don't turn it in on time.
Hmm.
But it's fine. So the other thing I was going to talk about, oh, so there's two things. One thing is I noticed, so we had the Teen Grow program the other, like a couple weeks ago. And mm-hmm. One thing I've noticed, and this isn't like the first time I've sat and like listened to younger people talk, because I also, some of the podcasts I listen to have Gen Zers with it that come in and talk about some stuff too. Mm-hmm. But a lot of younger people say the word like a lot when they are talking. And it's almost every other word. So this girl, she was talking about her experience in like school and she kept saying something and then she would say this and then like and then this and then like and then this and this and this and then like. I was like, I want to stab my ears out because okay. It's so bad. It's so bad and it's so hard to listen to when someone says like those filler words, like those things when they're trying to speak. It hurts me. I sometimes have to leave a presentation so that I can not have to hear it.
I'm feeling very attacked right now. Like, I feel like this is not a safe space for me.
I mean, I haven't shut or kicked you off the podcast yet, so.
You haven't kicked me off the podcast yet or out of this friendship yet because at the end of the day, you love me, whether you say it or not, and you'll put up with me forever. I would have to do something like really horrible at this point. And even then, it would have to be like a very specific kind of horrible because you make jokes about kicking children all the time.
Some of those aren't jokes, though.
I know some of them aren't jokes, but for legal purposes, they're all jokes.
Oh, okay. I mean, I would never kick a child. But it's funny to think about seeing a child go fly across the room because someone kicked them.
Anyway.
So like, I just think it'd be funny.
A lot of people would think that that is abhorrent. And that would diminish someone's opinion of someone else. Okay. Whoa. But you, if I was to kick a child. You would be over the moon for me.
I would be applauding.
I know. So anyway, so it would have to be a very specific kind of horrible. Like, I'd essentially have to be Cruella DeVille.
I love Cruella DeVille, though.
Despite the fact that she, like, wanted to make puppy coats.
But she never did.
That was the whole goal.
I know, but it never happened. Okay, moving on to this next topic, and I'm going to share my screen, and hopefully you can hear the sound for this one.
Oh, yes. Chapel.
So, yeah, this is a video that Chapel Roan has posted on her TikTok, and it's talking about, like, her reasoning behind not wanting to hug or be, like, in close contact with her fans and why it's not a really, it's a weird, because it is, it's a really weird mindset to have that you can just walk up to and like hug and talk to just a random person. Because I think it's weird.
No, and, I mean, I agree. You don't know those people.
Yeah. So we'll listen to it real quick and then we'll talk about it.
I don't care that abuse and harassment stalking, whatever, is a normal thing to do to people who are famous or a little famous, whatever. I don't care that it's normal. I don't care that this crazy type of behavior comes along with the job, the career field I've chosen. That does not make it okay. That doesn't make it normal. It doesn't mean I want it. Doesn't mean that I like it. I don't want whatever the fuck you think you're supposed to be entitled to whenever you see a celebrity. I don't give a fuck if you think it's selfish of me to say no for a photo or for your time or for a hug. That's not normal. That's weird. It's weird how people think that you know a person just because you see them online or you listen to the art they make. That's fucking weird. I'm allowed to say no to creepy behavior.
I mean, she's not wrong.
Yeah, and I totally agree. And what is it called? It's a parasocial relationship. That's kind of what she was talking about. People, like, they interact with the celebrities and stuff online, or they follow them so much online that they think that they have a friendship with them. But it's like, you don't have a friendship with this person. You've never met this person in your life, in real life. And even if you have, that doesn't mean that you're friends and you can just walk up to them and do whatever you want to them.
I mean,
we have a relationship that I could just walk up to you and smack you in the head or something like that. I wouldn't.
I mean, yeah.
But that's because we've been friends for 20 years. Decades, yeah. The fact that people think that they can just walk up to a celebrity or a person that is kind of in the highlight or limelight and just hug them or ask them for a picture and assume that they're going to be okay with it is so strange to me. And it's like, you realize some people are just you don't know what that person's going through that day.
Right.
Just because they're famous or they have some clout or some recognition doesn't mean that they owe you anything at that point in time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're their fans and you're kind of what makes them keeps their bills paid and all that stuff. But they don't, just like they don't expect anything from you, you shouldn't expect anything from them because they don't expect you to come to their shows. It's not like compulsory that you attend someone's show, that you buy all of their merch and pay for everything that they're doing. It's something that you do as a person to show your support for that person as a fan. But it doesn't mean that they owe you a picture or they owe you something. That's the only way to kind of make sure that you have have access to that is if you pay for a meet and greet where that's part of the meet and greet. That's the only time
you pay for it.
Yeah, that's the only time that you 100% have access to that, because that was a contract. When you paid for it, you said, this is what I expect to get based on this.
For my money, yeah.
$200 that I'm spending.
The thing, and this is a big problem in particular in K-pop. I know that you don't listen to K-pop, but I do. So you get a lot of this stalker behavior of like following these people to the airport and taking pictures of them here and like trying to get a hug there. And you know, it's, and I never understood that. Like, I mean, yeah, that person's awesome and I would like to meet them. That'd be super cool. But like, I'm not gonna follow them to the airport or follow them to their hotel or like all that shit just to like meet them. I'm not gonna do that. If I want to meet them that badly, I'll pay for the tickets to do it.
Yeah, and that type of mentality leads to things like Selena and what was that girl's name down in Florida? I think it was Florida, where she like a fan killed her.
Oh yeah.
She was like just starting to make music and like make it.
Yeah.
And a fan, I don't remember what it was. Her name is like Jimmy or
I know who you're talking about, but I can't remember the name either. Like, it's just, I don't know. I've always thought that was wild behavior. A perfect example.
Christina Grimmie.
Yeah, that's right. I
mean, there's a lot. There's Selena, Christina Grimmie, Gerard Butler. He's not dead.
Weird. No, but you're right. There's tons of them. The thing is that I'm sorry, my brain just quit.
John Lennon.
when I was work, yeah, John Lennon. When I was working for the state of Indiana, I worked for the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. And at the Bureau of Motor Vehicles, you don't just get a driver's license, title, and registration. You also get placards for things. So like disability placards.
Oh, yeah.
Or like parking stickers, things like that. And I met Jesse Eisenberg.
Oh, yeah. And I remember this.
I ended up like pretty much pretending like I didn't know who he was because I was being like so polite. I was like, I don't want to interrupt his day. He's obviously here for a reason. Like, let me get his business taken care of. You know, I was so focused on getting done what he needed to get done. I didn't ask for an autograph. I didn't ask for a picture. I didn't ask for anything. I didn't even acknowledge the fact that he was famous.
Yeah.
And like, for a little bit, I felt bad about that because I was like, oh man, I really just like pretended like he wasn't anything special whatsoever. But then, you know, as I got a little bit older and started understanding parasocial relationships better, then I was like, oh.
It was probably very refreshing for him to not have to deal with a person freaking out and and accosting him for something because he's famous. Exactly. So yeah, it's a very strange concept to assume that somebody owes you something just because of their status.
Right.
I mean, that's could be the same thing could be said about like family. If you like say you won the lottery, family is, they always say family comes out of the woodwork when you win lottery because they are asking for money or they are asking for stuff. And it's like, you don't owe them anything unless you owe them money. There's no real reason they should be asking you for anything.
Right.
It's very strange.
It is.
Odd concept.
It is an odd concept.
Do you have anything else you want to talk about? Is there anything that's been bugging you or been on your mind, Sarah?
So many things. I don't think we have time for all the things. I don't know. I'm just tired. I'm tired of everything. Ugh. But I am excited about this weekend.
Oh, what's this weekend?
So this weekend is one of Nick's birthday parties. We're doing two different parties. So one party is just a regular, normal party, and that'll be next weekend. And this party is a kinky party. So there's going to be all kinds of...
Didn't you just go to a kinky party or a kink party too?
No, I ended up not going.
Oh.
But yeah, there's a thing here in Austin. They have that once a month. But this is like a private party. So like no strangers. But anyway, so I'm very excited. I'm excited for the theme, which is clown theme. It's the circus, which I love. I'm obsessed. We decorated for it last night. It looks amazing. It looks great. Very excited. And yeah. And then next weekend, we're going to have the regular party, you know, that everybody's invited to, not just, you know, X-rated.
I'm sending you a BuzzFeed quiz that we can do, and then we can wrap it up. So it's called you either have an old soul or a young soul. Pick 8 of your favorite songs to reveal your match.
Ooh, okay. I like songs.
And the first one is pick a song from the 1950s. Great Balls of Fire by Jerry Lee Lewis, Jailhouse Rock by Elvis Presley, Peggy Sue by Buddy Holly, or Tutti Frutti by Little Richard. Well, I'm a little Tutti Frutti.
I mean, I'm also a little Tutti Frutti. I'm going to pick Jailhouse Rock just because... When I was 2 years old, I told my mother I was going to marry him when I grew up.
Even though he was already dead?
Yep. She was like, he's dead. And because I was 2 years old and didn't understand death, I was like, so?
I'll marry the idea about of him.
Yes.
Gosh, mom.
Exactly. Anyway. Next, pick your favorite 1960s song. Ain't No Mountain High Enough by Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, I Want You Back by the Jackson 5, Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond, or You Keep Me Hanging On by the Supremes.
I'm going to go with Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
I'm also going to go with Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Ooh, I can't not choose. Whoa, this one's hard. This one's hard. What's your favorite 70s song? Dancing Queen by ABBA, Killer Queen by Queen, September by Earth, Wind & Fire, or You're So Vain by Carly Simon? This one's difficult because I like this one all is of also these songs difficult. Except for September, because I don't even know that I know that one.
Oh, do you remember?
Oh, yeah, I don't like that song anyway.
I think for me personally, sheer number of plays is going to have to be You're So Vain by Carly Simon.
Okay, well, I'm going to do Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Because, like, don't get me wrong, I like all these songs. And it, for me, it was a tie between Killer Queen and You're So Vain. But I definitely have played You're So Vain many, many more times.
It's a fun song.
It's such a good song. Did you know that Mick Jagger does the backing vocals on that?
I did not.
Yep. All right, time for the 80s. Oh, this one's going to be fucking hard. Okay. Don't You, in parentheses, Forget About Me by Simple Minds, I'm Coming Out by Diana Ross, Papa Don't Preach by Madonna, Uptown Girl by Billy Joel. All of these are my favorite 80s songs. How do I choose?
I'm going to go with I'm Coming Out by Diana Ross.
I'm going to go Don't You, Forget About Me by Simple Minds.
Okay.
Again, just for like sheer number of plays.
No. So choose a song from the 1990s. Always Be My Baby by Mariah Carey. It's All Coming Back to Me Now by Celine Dion. No Scrubs by TLC. Or Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. I have to be honest. I don't know that I haven't listened to it that much. Smells Like Teen Spirit. Nirvana really was not my jam.
I mean, that's fair. For obvious reasons, Nirvana is my jam.
I will say one of the very first CDs that I ever had was the TLC CD that had No Scrubs on it.
That's fair. I literally was thinking, I was trying to choose based on which one I remembered hearing first.
No.
And the first song that I remember listening to out of these is No Scrubs by TLC.
I love that song. I also really like It's All Coming Back to Me Now by Celine Dion, but I think of Celine Dion's songs, that's not my favorite and not the one that I would listen to on repeat.
That's not the one that I would listen to from the 90s at all, personally. She has a whole other album that's way better than that one. Not that I have strong opinions about Celine Dion or anything. what was I going to tell you? Oh, No Scrubs, apparently, fun fact, is about Dave Coulier from Full House.
Cool. I think I heard that.
And so is that Alanis Morissette song, You Oughta Know?
Oh, maybe that's what I'm thinking of.
And I'm just like, both of them? Oh my God. Anyway, so apparently Dave Coulier is a real loser. Anywho. Which 2000s hit do you love the most? Complicated by Avril Lavigne, I Write Sins Not Tragedies by Panic at the Disco, Poker Face by Lady Gaga, or Yellow by Coldplay?
Listen, I loved Lady Gaga. I don't think Poker Face is my favorite song of hers.
That's fair.
Even on that album, I don't think Poker Face is my favorite song from that album. I'm choosing I Write Sins Not Tragedies.
Fucking good song. I think for me it's gonna be Yellow by Coldplay.
I'm not gonna be able to answer this next one because I don't know that I know any of these songs but Teenage Dream.
Oh, I know all of these songs.
It's your turn anyway.
It is my turn. Sorry, I got distracted. I was trying to remember if I remembered correctly. Okay. So next, the 2010s. The first song is Closer by the Chainsmokers featuring Halsey, In My Blood by Shawn Mendes, Payphone by Maroon 5 featuring Wiz Khalifa, or Teenage Dream by Katy Perry. And I think I know all the rap lyrics for Payphone.
I don't know that I've ever heard it. I'm going to choose Closer because I think I've heard it. Is it Closer or Closer?
Closer. So baby, pull me closer.
Oh, okay. I'm choosing that one because I do like that song.
I'm going to choose In My Blood because I have angry cried to it.
All right. And then finally, choose a song from the 2020s. As It Was by Harry Styles. Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter. Paint the Town Red by Doja Cat. Or WAP by Cardi B featuring Megan Thee Stallion.
Okay. This one's rough. because currently Paint the Town Red is like my on repeat song. But Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter makes me feel like that bitch. Like, I don't know why. It just fills me with euphoria.
I don't know. I'm not like the hugest fan of Sabrina Carpenter, but it's like she's TikTok crazy. And that Please, Please, Please song has been in my head all day, even though I've never actually heard the song other than the Please, Please, Please portion of it. Mm-hmm. And like the parts that are around it. Of these, I've never heard the Harry Styles song. If I have, it's not recognizable to me. I'm not a huge fan of WAP. It's not my type of, I don't hate it, but it's not something I would search out to listen to.
Right.
I'm going to go, I don't really care for Sabrina Carpenter, but I'm going to choose Espresso because of those, I don't hate that one. I don't mind Paint the Town Red by Doja Cat, but I also wouldn't search it out either.
Fair. Reasonable. The only one that I like have not heard was the Harry Styles one.
Yeah.
All right. So what did you get?
What did you choose? You didn't say Paint the Town Red?
Oh, I ended up choosing Espresso.
Oh, okay. I got Young Soul. You have a young soul. You have a zest for life and a curious mind. Some people might call you immature, but you know there's nothing wrong with being a kid at heart.
Okay.
I don't agree with that.
I got Old Soul. You have an old soul. You're wise beyond your years and have a deep appreciation for the past. You probably feel like you were born in the wrong decade.
Which 10 out of 10 can't agree with.
Yep. I unfortunately got really called out there. Jesus. Okay.
So I do have to kind of talk and acknowledge something really quickly before we wrap up. So I do want to reach out to Amanda from One Nothing Podcast and say I am sorry to see that you lost your dog the last week or so. You are in our thoughts and hopefully things get back to a little bit of back to normal. I know how it is to lose a dog because Bobo left us in November last year. So we were on their podcast. So I saw it on TikTok or on Instagram the other day that they weren't going to be posting for a bit because she lost her dog. So family members, dogs are family members, and it's really rough when something happens. So Amanda, we will keep you in our thoughts.
Wow.
Other than that, sir, do you have anything you would like to talk? Anything you're doing this weekend other than the little party you're going to?
No, not really. I don't have that much going on. So I gotta probably work. Yep. So that I can pay bills ish.
Well, I have to make dinner. But before I do that, I have to do some dishes. Mm. And then I don't know what I'm doing tomorrow. Probably do some schoolwork because I really need to stop leaving it until the last day to rush to get it done. Because I do things like write the wrong name in my paper, apparently. But it obviously didn't make any difference because my instructor didn't even notice that I didn't write about Booker T. Williams.
I don't know. Friend, I don't know what to tell you.
This is the same instructor. I don't know that I told you this. The instructor was trying to make it sound like the computer was causing the issue, whatever my page numbers were on the wrong. This is the same one.
Oh my God.
So I don't think he should be an instructor anymore.
You should leave that in your feedback.
It's coming up. We have 3 more weeks. I'm on week 8 right now.
Oof.
Rough.
Good luck.
Well, do you want to call it a podcast?
I mean, unless you have another BuzzFeed quiz you want to take, I think we can call it a podcast.
I mean, we can look for another one.
It just feels, I don't know, lonely that we only did one.
Make a Taylor Swift playlist and we'll guess your favorite 19 out. No. 10 things you'd love to do and I'll try my best to guess your zodiac element.
Ooh. Yeah. Let's do that one. I don't know if y'all know this, but one of the reasons that James and I are friends is because I am an airy sign and he is an earth sign. And so he keeps me grounded.
One of the reasons we're really, really close friends is because we both know the identity of the Zodiac killer and we can't not be friends with each other because it might be one of us.
It might be one of us. Yep, you're right.
I don't even remember when that was or how long, if we were even alive during that time.
We were not.
It might be one of us.
It was definitely us. Anyway, hear it here first. That's what you should put for the clickbait title. We're the Zodiac Killer.
Which one of us is the actual Zodiac Killer? Right. Choose something fun to do. Play mini golf, bake cookies, go shopping, or do a jigsaw puzzle.
I feel like we've done this quiz before.
I think we've done something similar.
Okay.
I'm going to choose bake cookies.
I'm going to choose mini golf.
We might have done this quiz before.
Yeah, that's scroll a little further down.
I think we have.
I'm like 98% sure. Yes.
Well, let's see if we have the same.
Has visited a museum.
Let's see if we get the same results. Yeah. I don't even remember what we got last time.
I don't remember what we got last time either. Okay. All right. Well, choose something fun to do. Make jewelry, fly a kite, take photographs, or go ice skating.
Take photographs. I also don't remember. I also don't remember what I answered last time, but I think you did choose fly a kite last time.
Maybe.
And then draw a picture, go on a hike, have a movie marathon, or play cards.
Movie marathon.
Yeah, definitely.
Choose something fun. Make candles, play a video game, visit a museum, go horseback riding. I think it'd be cool as fuck to make candles, but I think I'm going to play a video game.
I mean, if you ever come visit me, I have the stuff to make candles.
Okay. I mean, I can work on that.
And then bake a cake, have a spa day, make a scrapbook, or go swimming.
Ooh.
Have a spa day.
Go swimming. All right. Read a book, go see a play, go bowling, make soap.
Oh. I'm going to choose go see a play. I think I chose go bowling last time.
Well, I feel I'm moderately concerned that I chose read a book last time. So I'm wondering if I should take my other option that looks really fun, which would be make soap. I actually applied at a local soap place. They make all their soaps in-house.
Hmm.
Okay, it's your turn to read the next one.
No, I just read that one.
Oh, I thought I read that one.
No, read a book, go see a play, go bowling, make soap. And I said, I think I chose go bowling last time. So I'm choosing go see a play.
Okay. Go on a bike ride, make pizza, go to a concert, play a board game.
I'm choosing make pizza because I don't like going to concerts.
I think you mentioned that last time that you didn't like going to concerts.
Yeah. And typically there's just Ryan and I, so playing a board game would be kind of boring. And I'm not a huge bike rider person, mainly because when I was younger, I had a really bad accident on a bicycle and I have a scar. That's why I have the scar on my knee. I think we talked about this last time. Sarah and I have twin scars just on opposite knees.
Yep. That's the other reason that we're best friends. It's because we have twin
scars. Where we got the scars, because we were Zodiac killers. There wasn't just one. There were two. We both there got the same scar.
And it was us. Oh my God. All right. You know what? I'm going to play a board game. Because I miss playing board games.
I mean, I would too if there were more people than just Ryan and I here.
Yeah, that's fair. That's
but I also don't want to live with anybody, and I don't like having people over. So it's I'm in a predicament, I guess.
A little bit.
And then
you're just gonna have to stick to chess.
Sure. Go to the beach, make jam, go to an amusement park, or knit something. I would love to be able to knit something, but I don't know that I can knit. I mean, I probably could. I can do pretty much anything if I put my mind to it.
Yeah. Knitting's, I know how to knit, obviously, because I've knitted things for you before. But like, I could show you that. It's super easy. It's not that hard. I mean, some of the stitches are hard, but the basic stuff is not that difficult at all.
I mean, I already know how to, it's not knitting, but I know how to braid, and I have very good dexterity with my fingers and hands.
Yes.
So that's probably easy to knit, yeah.
Without any issues. I'm going to say go to the beach.
Let's go get a wave. Hey.
Ninky Minjaj.
Moving on.
Sorry, I cracked myself up. I'm sorry.
Sarah has very little excitement in her life.
It's true. All right, so this one's my turn. And its options are play tennis, go to an arcade, start a podcast, or go fishing.
Oh, and you chose go to an arcade last time, I remember, because I said there are too many children in arcades. And you said, oh, there's an arcade at the boat. Wait, you said there was an arcade that you go to, right?
Yeah, and there's an arcade that I go to here.
Okay. I chose start a podcast because, you know.
Because crazy. We were on a podcast. So this time I'm going to choose go fishing.
Ew.
I enjoy fishing.
Thank you. I like how one of my advertisements that keeps popping up is Prada.
It knows how bougie you are.
Prada Paradox. It's for a perfume. And then lastly, choose something fun to do. Do a crossword puzzle, bake brownies, make perfume, or go wine tasting. And I am choosing go wine tasting.
I'm choosing... bake brownies, because brownies sound real fucking good right now.
They do. I got a fire sign. We think you're an Aries, a Leo, or a Sagittarius.
Mine was earth sign. We think you're a Taurus, Virgo, or Capricorn.
Interesting. And you're none of those.
None of those are even in any of my big placements either. It's because I'm an airy air sign.
Wow. Oof. Sarah says she hates Capricorns while talking to a Capricorn. I see.
I did not say that I hated Capricorns. I just stated the truth, which is that I am an airy air sign.
Because she forgets things very easily.
Yes.
All right. Moving on. Let's call it a podcast because I need to go cook something because I'm hungry.
Okay, I guess.
All right. Well, thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, a comment, and don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you would leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. This will keep... If you would, please leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen, as this will help get the podcast out to more people and help us grow. Feel free to follow us on social media. Our handle everywhere is at Now About That Pod. So if we don't come up on that search, then we're not on that platform. And if there's something you would like us to talk about on the podcast, feel free to email us. Our email is nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com, or you can visit our website www.nowaboutthatproductions.com, where you can call and leave us a voicemail or send us a text message. Our phone number is 765-557-4170. Thanks again for listening, and we hope you have a great week since it'll be coming out on Monday. Sarah, have a good weekend.
You too.
That was rough. Plus, my phone is like right there and I kept getting text messages while I was saying that. So I was also getting sidetracked. That's why that little bit screwed up. All right, we're done. Have a good
one. Leave it in.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.